WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is moving ahead with selling land after an unsuccessful buyer filed a lawsuit against the district.
The owner of the barracks, Heath Phillips, referred to taking legal action when he spoke to the board last night in what was a failed attempt to buy the vacant land next to his development.
I'd just like to humbly ask for your forgiveness for the suit that that we filed against the ISD, and just also ask for your empathy as we're as we learn just how my hands were truly tied in this situation.
The board returned from a 60-minute executive session with no public discussion. President Valerie Yochan read a prepared statement defending their decision.
We have no doubt that we have dealt fairly and equitably with both bidders, and we categorically deny any allegation to the contrary.
The board approved a resolution upholding last month's vote to close by the end of this month the sale of their land to DWS Development, which had the higher bid for the July closing. The barracks offered more the board would have waited until next March. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Sirens in downtown Bryan last night around 6 were due to a car fire at 26th and Texas. Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says there were no injuries or deaths. Brazos County commissioners have enacted a burn ban for unincorporated areas of the county. Also under burn bans are Grimes, Madison, Leon, Robertson, and Walker counties. A North Texas man arrested 8 years ago for sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in Brazos County is just now headed to prison. 28-year-old John Henry Pelzer, who was placed on probation in 2012, 4 years after his arrest, admitted to 2 pages of violations. That included sexually assaulting and holding a Dallas-area woman against her will last August. Pelzer was sentenced to 10 years for the Brazos County attack in 2008. That will be served at the same time he does 14 years for multiple crimes against the victim in Dallas. A Houston man arrested almost 6 years ago for stealing $18,000 of tires and wheels fitting semi-trailers is headed to prison. That's after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted 52-year-old Ray Washington, then sentenced him to 13 and a half years in prison. Washington was arrested in September 2010 after a Grimes County deputy sheriff stopped him for not having a license plate on the utility trailer he was pulling. The deputy learned not only were the tires and wheels belonged to Bryan Freightliner, the trailer was stolen from Arkansas. The Bryan School District has all its building principals for next year. The school board Monday night promoted Becky Ryberg, who spent the last 6 years as an assistant principal at Milam Elementary, to take over as principal at Fannin. The board also spent more unexpected revenue generated by higher student attendance and more property tax money. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws says $900,000 of $1.4 million is a transfer to take care of part of paying for staff training in August, the last month of this fiscal year.
Because of our calendar that we are adopting, where we're doing so much professional development at the front, there is a lot more days. Going to pay out the money in the same way, but it's just a matter of what year it's reported.
The board is also consulting contracts for school improvement, support services, and staff development, where the district is saving $96,000 over last year's services in those areas. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Want some more information? Head to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures up between 95 and 100. The heat index is going to go above 100 today. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 75. High pressure will stretch from Texas to Georgia tomorrow. Lots of sun, a hot day. Highs around 100, the heat index above 100. Clear tomorrow night, lows near 75. Sunny and quite warm for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor on the Aggie Football Report. Also in Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers both dropped their games last night, and Tiger Woods passing on next month's PGA Championship. I'll have all the details for you coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sure, 100 degrees outside. Let's talk football.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Go ahead and go out there and exert yourself in that heat. We'll let those California pretty boys come over here and see how they do with
Ooh.
That. See how that works out.
Shots
for
fired, Scott.
I know.
Wow. Not, we'll just see. Okay. So, you know, being a locally owned company, first of all, when tragedy strikes, we have to report it. But secondly, rolling up your sleeves, getting involved, and trying to help those folks who are impacted by something negative that's happened is really the hallmark of local businesses. That's mm-hmm. what you want to do. Lap dances at a West Virginia strip club will help flood relief.
Well, of course they will.
Yeah. Wouldn't you expect it?
Why wouldn't they?
We're going to need help. Yeah. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. Oh. And only if she lap danced.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Yeah, it would. So there. Anyway, it's the Blue Parrot Cabaret Club in Morgantown, West Virginia, offering the lap dances for charity today through Saturday. Not quite the same as Tip a Cop.
No, not quite, but, you know, any lending hand or leg.
Or whatever.
Do you have to prove that you live there?
Asking for a friend. I don't think they care where you
I'm
come
sure
from.
I'm sure they'll take business from anyone.
Yep. The Blue Parrot Cabaret Club plans to donate... portions of the proceeds. What does that mean for flood relief efforts in the hard-hit southern part of West Virginia?
Well, they might as well just not do it then, right?
Yeah, and I don't know.
It's for the cause.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a special or not. It just says that the dances cost $20 per song with payments accepted by cash or credit card. So they're trying to make it easy.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe the girls have a Square and they can just swipe your card right there.
I would think so. I'm not sure where they're putting it. But.
Yeah. a portion of the proceeds, that could be like $1 for the proceeds, $19 for me.
There's no reason to be negative about that. That's why let's think on the bright side that it would be more than that.
Right.
It's still helping. Either way.
It is.
Anything helps, you know.
And I don't know that $20 is a special price. I mean, yeah. That may be the going rate.
Especially for Morgantown.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Hello?
Seems a little steep.
Yes, those folks are just trying to get a leg up on the situation.
Love it.
Okay. Those girls can go home knowing they've done a great job for their citizens. Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Okay. Wonder if they'll be selling T-shirts. Do that. Yeah.
They might be selling other apparel.
They could be. Well, you know, the House of Ill Repute in LaGrange used to sponsor a Little League team.
Oh, yeah?
I made it through the flood, and all I got was this T-shirt and a lap dance.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Good morning, 6:15, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go with July the 20th. It's Wednesday. It's day 202. 164 of them to go. It's Moon Day. Today is Moon Day.
All right. Moon Day.
Because this was the anniversary of Neil Armstrong frolicking on the moon.
Yeah.
Frolicking.
And we have suggestions of what he could have said rather than what he did say later on this morning.
Nice.
It's National Lollipop Day.
Okay.
World Jump Day. World Jump Day.
Just jump.
Supposed to jump?
I'm not sure. Didn't know if we need to play Van Halen. I'm not not sure. I think it's maybe a global warming thing. I'm not sure. Okay. It's also Ugly Truck Day. Ugly Truck Day. So if you got it, flaunt it.
Flaunt it.
Yeah.
Ugly trucks need love, too.
That's true. Well, you know, all you have to do is travel away from Texas and realize just how many trucks we got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of them out there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, though, people who have ugly trucks really love their trucks.
Yeah, well, they do.
I think that's probably right. There's a situation. Well, and again, a lot of people have what they call farm trucks that they just keep out there on the property that don't necessarily need to look too good, because if you got to go, you know, through the brush or whatever, it's liable to scrape up your vehicle.
Right.
And but yeah, I think that's probably right.
A lot of those ugly trucks too, they're older, and that means they're easier to work on. That's why a lot of those people like them. So,
well, you can open up the hood and actually see the ground below your engine.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, you know you've got an old car.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some birthdays then.
We got birthdays here. Julianne Hough is 28. That's how you say her name, right?
Yes, Hough? It is.
Okay, she's from Dancing with the Stars and lots of other stuff. John Francis Daly is 31. That's Lance Sweet's on Bones. Now, here's another name I'm going to need some help with. Giselle Bundchen. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, Tom Brady's wife.
Yeah,
Victoria's Secret. She makes more than he does.
By a lot.
By a lot. Yeah. And that's what people don't realize.
Yeah. She gets up in the morning and goes, "What are you doing today, slacker?"
Yeah, exactly. I just have to look pretty. You actually have to throw football.
Yeah, and you're making $30 million a year.
Exactly.
And you're way behind me.
Yeah, and she's only 36. Yeah. 36 today. Wow. Yeah. Judy Greer is 41. She's Paul Rudd's ex-wife in Ant-Man. Well, not in real life, in the movie.
She's
been in a lot of other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. She does Archer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ray Allen is 41 from the Miami Heat. Omar Epps, 43. He is he's one of the Epps brothers famous.
He was in the House, wasn't he? Yeah, okay.
House, and he was in the program, all kinds of stuff. Sandra Oh, 45, from Sideways and Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah.
Yeah. Josh Holloway, 47. He was Sawyer on Lost.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. Chris Cornell is 52. He was the lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave and all kinds of other stuff. Pretty good stuff. Him and Eddie Vedder teamed up for Temple of the Dog in the 90s.
Of course, I remember that. Yeah, that's silly of me.
Your favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Dean Winters is 52. You know who he is?
No.
Mayhem in all those Allstate commercials.
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
He is
really funny. He did a stint on SVU. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Right, he did.
But that's what I always see him as.
Oh, yeah.
Mayhem forever. Terry Irwin is 52. That's Steve Irwin's widow. She was. She did a lot of stuff with him back in the day on the shows and everything. Carlos Alazraki is 54. A lot of people know him as Deputy Garcia on Reno 911, but he's done a lot of stuff.
Really, has he?
Yeah, okay. He was the voice of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Wow.
And I believe Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life also.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so pretty cool. Carlos Santana, 69 today.
Yeah, he does well.
Definitely. Kim Carnes is 71.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, yeah, Betty Davis Eyes. Yeah. And Diana Rigg is 78. A lot of people know her as Lady Tyrell on Soap Opera with Swords.
But
she was also Mrs. Peel on the 60s TV spy show.
Emma Peel.
The Avengers.
Exactly.
Yep.
And now Mike Ilitch. You don't know him. You know? He's Mr. Little Caesar's Pizza.
Oh.
Okay.
Also owns the Detroit Tigers.
Nice.
His wife owns the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh.
So they're doing pretty good.
That's
happy birthday, honey.
Yeah, exactly.
Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On Monday, Hillary Clinton spoke at the NAACP convention in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she wasted no time lecturing, quote, white people on their, quote, privilege. The former Secretary of State, Democratic presidential candidate, said, "We white Americans need to do a better job of listening to African Americans talk about the seen and unseen barriers that you face every day. We need to recognize our privilege and practice humility." Who is she to lecture anybody on privilege? Now, she's the same person that admitted she hasn't driven a car since 1996. In 2001, Hillary and her husband raked in $153 million in speaking fees, $250,000 a pop. Really? And don't forget, there were no repercussions for her illegal handling of classified information. Can somebody remind Hillary that she's got more privilege than any other person on the face of this earth?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTA.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
For Kashinka with Your Money Now, Microsoft remains a distant second to Amazon in cloud computing, but the software giant's latest quarterly results suggest it is effectively managing the transition from selling software licenses to selling on-demand computing services. The growth in Microsoft's cloud business, combined with increased revenue from Windows software licenses and other key segments, helped boost Microsoft's overall sales to $22.6 billion. Fox News Channel boss Roger Ailes is reportedly negotiating his departure from the network less than 2 weeks after former anchor Gretchen Carlson sued Ailes for sexual harassment and wrongful termination, claims he denies. Ailes and parent company 21st Century Fox are said to be in advanced stages of talks on his departure. When kids leave the nest, you'd think parents would save more, but a new report from Boston College finds the amount of money that empty nesters are saving is extremely small. The report suggests baby boomers may be losing out on a critical opportunity to save for retirement. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. 800-288-0258 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, 626, the weather. It's not a surprise, but nonetheless. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Actual temperature today may get to 100. Heat index around 103 to 105. And, you know, heck, we're going to continue that all the way through at least Monday, it looks like. Highs each day around 100. Lows will be in the middle 70s. This morning it's fairly nice outside and drive with the windows down a little bit right now. Winds are calm, 97% relative humidity, fair skies. It's a charming 76.
Hey, Brazos Valley, come on down to Sovac City and celebrate America with a true American-made vacuum. The Rickar vacuum is made in St. Louis, Missouri, and is made by Americans for Americans. The quality construction is designed to clean your floors better and last longer than any other comparable vacuum. And during the month of July, you can get an American-made vacuum for only $249. And if you're a veteran, we'll take an additional 5% off to give you our thanks. Show your American pride and buy American only at Sovac City and College Station. Come on down and see us.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Rudy's Barbecue.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You think all the time, but there are actually ways to think better and think smarter. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You're probably not as smart as you think you are on many topics.
The quality of our knowledge about the way the world works is less good than we think it is. This is something that's called the illusion of explanatory depth.
Art Markman, author of the book Smart Thinking.
What this really means is that if you were to look around the world at lots of complicated things around you, there would be some number of them that you think you understand the way that they work. The interesting thing is, for a fair number of the things that you believe you understand, you discover that you actually can't explain it at all. And this is the sort of thing that happens to us when we're in grade school and we think we're utterly prepared for a test, and then we sit down to write that essay and suddenly realize there's key information that's missing.
When you understand how effective thinking works, you can become a better thinker.
If you look at Rodin's classic sculpture, The Thinker, the poor guy is tortured. When you are thinking effectively, you don't look tortured like that. Really good thinking involves ideas flowing back and forth. It's an enriching experience. And when you feel frustrated to the point where you are tortured like the thinker, you're basically stuck. And the way that you get unstuck is to remember to change the way that you're describing the problem, because that's going to remind you of different things and give you a different avenue for solving a problem.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A local developer filed a lawsuit against the College Station School Board in his latest attempt to acquire vacant land next to his student housing complex.
Heath Phillips of the Barracks was unsuccessful last night in getting the CSISD trustees to reverse their decision to sell land to a competitor.
Please understand that filing this suit against College Station School District that I've attended and supported since I was in the first grade is most definitely a solemn time in my life right now. It's the only solution that could generate me the opportunity to speak in front of you tonight and ask each of you to sincerely evaluate the ethical and legal background and implications of this situation.
Board members engaged in no public discussion after meeting behind closed doors for 60 minutes. In a prepared statement, Trustees President Valerie Yokin says the board categorically denies any allegations they were not fair and equitable with both bidders.
We believe that our actions are consistent with statutory requirements and observe the principles of transparency and fairness.
Trustees approved a resolution moving ahead with selling the land to DWS Development by the 29th. Board Vice President Jeff Harris, who's a member of the law firm employed by DWS, did not vote, but he participated in last night's executive session. Harris declined comment when asked about that.
You participated in the executive session?
I can't really comment on that because of the pending litigation.
DWS is paying $3.3 million for the land. The Barracks offered $2.5 million for the July closing and more than $4 million if the deal could be done next March. Phillips repeated that offer last night, which was again rejected by the board.
Barracks Expansion LLC would have this board ignore the fact that we have already awarded the contract. This board cannot ignore what it has already done.
The board selling the tract at Holloman and Deakin, so CSISD has the money to buy land at Holloman and Rock Prairie, which is in the development of single-family homes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
All the Bryan School District buildings have principals for next year. That's after the school board last night filled the last vacancy with a promotion. The new principal at Fannin Elementary, Becky Ryberg, was an assistant at Milan the last 6 years. In other business, and that was actually on Monday night, the board took about 30 minutes before voting to reduce spending for consultants by $96,000 next year. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra says that's in part because fewer staff needs training related to school improvement and school support services.
Previously, we would do an annual leadership blueprint training, which was for campus leadership and district leadership. But because we have relatively few numbers of those types of positions that change annually, initially everyone needed to be changed. But now that everyone is trained, we're only training new people at those positions. So instead of doing it annually, we'll do it semi-annually.
The Bryan board also approved spending $1.4 million in unexpected revenue from additional students and property taxes $900,000 will go towards the August payroll cost of in-service training. Another $150,000 is for additional reading materials, and $120,000 will be spent on energy-efficient lighting. 4 years ago, a North Texas man was given probation for sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in Brazos County in 2008. 28-year-old John Henry Pelzer is back in the Brazos County Jail, awaiting transport to a state prison. That's after another district judge sentenced Pelzer to 10 years for the attack that took place 8 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports that punishment will be served at the same time Pelzer does 14 years for holding a Dallas area woman captive for 2 days and sexually assaulting her last summer. Pelzer admitted to 25 probation violations, 8 of them related to what he did to the victim in Dallas County. He was arrested a week later at his parents' home in Arizona. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Houston man for stealing $18,000 of tires and wheels from the Bryan Freightliner store in September 2010. 52-year-old Ray Washington of Houston was sentenced to 3.5 years for jacking up 2 semis at the dealership and taking 20 mounted and 4 unmounted tires. According to the arrest report, Washington was transporting the merchandise in a trailer that was stolen in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Washington was arrested in Navasota by a Grimes County deputy sheriff who stopped him for not having a tag on the trailer. The deputy also noticed Washington was sitting in the driver's seat wearing only his boxers because the rest of his clothes were on the floorboard drying out. College Station police is looking for a boyfriend accused of hitting his girlfriend with her car. This was just before noon Monday in the parking lot of the Sheraton Four Points Hotel on Texas between George Bush and Harvey. The victim told officers this followed an argument in the car. The woman was grazed by the contact with her car, but she did not require medical attention. The Grimes County Sheriff's Office is reporting progress in the investigation of a missing man from last month. Captain Blake Jarvis tells sister station Navasota News 1550, human remains found in bead eyes are related to the disappearance of Jason Curry.
We do have suspects on this case. We're waiting on arrest warrants possible for those suspects. We also are waiting on the positively identification of James Curry, that the remains are actually him.
The human remains were sent to the University of North Texas to determine an identity. WTAW News time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you, Brad?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good.
Now,
good.
I understand the numbers are in for June. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the numbers a lot last week and previous weeks. They're in for June. They're record numbers, aren't they?
June was a record high number for Bryan College Station, topping out a little over $94.4 million. The highest month before that was July of last year at $90.4 million. So we're really excited about that. We didn't know exactly where we would end up. We felt like June would be really strong. But of the first 6 months of 2016, we had 3 months that actually had lower total monthly sales than the same month in 2015, and now 3 months that were higher. And I'm expecting a strong July as well.
Yeah, what's that look like for about the end of the year?
Well, we'll see. Again, I think July is going to be strong. I think we'll have a couple of strong fall months, but it'll be interesting to see how things progress into winter and early 2017.
If you want to talk to the experts that have the numbers, get in touch with the ZA team. Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
High-speed internet.
Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Rather sunny and warm today with temperatures between 95 and 100. Looks like the heat index is going to be pushing its way above 100 degrees today. It'll be clear and warm overnight with lows around 75. More sunshine and hot tomorrow with temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Heat index will certainly be above 100. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 75. Sunny and very warm on Friday with temperatures once again approaching 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor going to have the Aggie football report for you. Also, the Big 12 presidents have directed Bob Bowlsley to evaluate schools interested in joining the conference, and more losses from the Astros and the Rangers in Major League Baseball. Details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you mean Montana State finally has a shot, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
That'll be interesting if they decide they want to actually get up to 12 and be their name. So what are you going to be when you grow up? All right, so convention last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll talk to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes from Cleveland.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
See what he has to
say.
I'd
like to hear his take.
Well, Ted Cruz speaks tonight, see? And that's one of the things I want to chat with him about.
Yeah.
Is they're kind of giving Ted his own space to decide what he's going to do. I mean, he didn't have to hand his speech over to the trumpets to look at and see if it was, ooh, I like that, trumpets.
Yeah.
Nice.
The trumpets.
Well done.
To get them to pass muster on it. So we'll see how he wants to draw the line.
That's an interesting way to handle that, considering the way things went with the in the primaries between them.
Well, you know, in Kasich, not at the convention. He was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night for a wingding for the Ohio Republican Party, but that's it. He's not going to go to the hall, and he's not going to endorse Trump. Among the speakers last night was Chris Christie, who pretty much laid out what he called his indictment of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She was America's chief diplomat. Look around at the violence and danger of the world. Every region of the world has been infected with her flawed judgment. But let me be specific so you can render your own verdict. He said in Russia she went to the Kremlin on her very first visit and gave them the stupid symbolic reset button. The button should have read delete instead. Whoa! Okay. And then he said this.
Let's face the facts. Hillary Clinton cared more about protecting her own secrets than she cared about protecting America's secrets.
Yeah, it's Chris Christie. Now, go ahead.
And then, of course, he got everybody to start chanting guilty, like he was making accusations and they'd say guilty, you know.
Yeah.
That was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, he was trying to get the group ramped up a little bit. Now, did you see the kids?
No,
I did not see the kids.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, like Trump's kids.
Yeah, I saw
the highlights.
Okay, because you know, Tiffany, that's the daughter that
the youngest.
Yeah, that he had with Marla Maples. It was here she was.
He's always helped me be the best version of myself by encouragement and by example. He motivates me to work my hardest and to always stay true to who I am and what I believe. That's what he does. He draws out the talent and drive in people so that they can achieve their full potential. That's a great quality to have in a father, and better yet, in the President of the United States.
You know, that's pretty well written and very well delivered.
Well, yeah. And she just graduated from college, and that was one comment that I saw a lot through social media was, you know, for a recent college graduate and then to get up on national television and on a stage that large.
Yep.
To give such a, she was very, you know, she had a lot of poise. Well, she did a really nice job.
At least it wasn't Mylea's speech from 2008.
Yeah. See? All right, now listen to Junior. This is Junior.
We've actually started to believe that solving our great problems is an impossible task. And that's why we need to elect a man who has a track record of accomplishing the impossible.
Not bad. Here's another one.
A president who will unleash the greatness in our nation. And in all of us, who will give the hardworking men and women who built this great country a voice once again. That president can only be my mentor, my best friend, and my father, Donald Trump.
Oh, did anyone else get a little choked up?
That's a pretty good speech right there.
It is, yeah.
He maybe needs to be running for something.
Well, and you know, they've been in the spotlight for a long time. Maybe not A-list celebrities, but their dad is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, this is somebody that has made headlines and has been in the spotlight for years, and therefore they've grown up in that type of environment.
Yeah, but yet to be able to, and as you say, to go up on that stage
right.
in that environment and be able to deliver that, and I think it probably humanizes Trump somewhat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's no doubt he was in default mode, which was to be bombastic. But, you know, they're trying to soften that image a little bit. And I think they've probably been successful there. Over on the Democrat side, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and...
Who?
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Ooh, they rolled out the big names.
Yeah, and Tim Kaine, those two are supposed to be the leading contenders for the VP running mate for Hillary. This Tim Kaine, again, he appears to be the front runner. He says he's a Democrat, but he sure doesn't sound like one. So we'll see. She's going to announce her running mate Friday or Saturday. So
that'll be interesting.
See how all that goes. So anyhow, It's Wednesday night at the convention, and again, we'll talk to the congressman in just a little while.
What are you waiting for? A 6-year limited powertrain warranty? Savings on performance matched implements? How about generous customer instant rebates and low rate long-term financing? Head down to your local Kubota dealer before July 31st and take advantage of this incredible offer on L-Series compact tractors. Kubota, this is what we do. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer. Visit WC Tractor and Brian, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world, and we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This has been an odd year for gardening, to be sure, here in Texas. But then again, you know what? I think all of them are. There's just no standard of excellence in Texas weather. We have some unusual troubles of the late summer. I'm going to deal with those right after this important message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. There are several uncommon factors in landscapes and gardens, many of them directly caused by weather. I have some of the most bothersome among them. I'm going to start with one that is always there every year. It's called nutsedge or nutgrass. It's a real problem. It's not a true grass. In fact, grass stems are round. Sedge stems, like nutsedge, are triangular when you roll them between your thumb and index finger. There are a couple of products that can be used on nutsedge, and the time to apply them is rapidly running out. One of them is called Image, and the manufacturer recommends two applications 30 days apart, with both applications finished up by the middle of September. So mid-August is your cutoff date for the first application of Image. Now, Manage is another product. It has changed its name in recent years. It is now called Sedgehammer, and Sedgehammer is a great product for controlling nutsedge. It's now more of a consumer product as well, and only one application of it is needed. Read and follow label directions, especially around other plants that might be damaged. Webworms are making their encore appearance. They do it every year about this time. Just when you thought it was safe to come out, we've been hit by a second generation. Don't confuse these with bagworms that devour needles of junipers and arborvitae and other cone-bearing plants. Webworms form ugly grayish-white webs all over the branches of pecans, mulberries, ash, box elders, possum haw hollies, and many other trees and large shrubs. When you can safely remove them with a long-handled pole pruner, that's usually the best way to eliminate them. Of course, you can't do that around power lines. Spraying is just not very effective. Nutrient depletion is the direct result of sustained rainfall or, in this year, sustained irrigation. If you haven't fertilized for a couple of months, your plants really need the added boost. If you live in black clay soil, as much of Texas does along Interstate 35, you probably should use a quality all-nitrogen fertilizer. Actually, that's going to apply for any clay soil. If you're in a sandy soil in East Texas or elsewhere, you want to use one that is conspicuously high in nitrogen, a 4:1:2 ratio. All nitrogen for clay soils, high nitrogen for sandy soils. While most plants should be fertilized now, St. Augustine lawn should be left alone for another month or so. Get yourself into September before you feed your St. Augustine. That will lessen the chance of gray leaf spot breaking out. I'm Neil Sperry. All manners of shade in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, with football season right around the corner, our very own Zach Taylor has a look at what's on the horizon.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Well, of course, there's been a lot of changes within the Texas A&M football program this offseason. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavital was let go, along with offensive line coach Dave Christensen. Now, the Aggs also saw the departure of interior defensive line coach Mark Hagan and two blue-chip quarterbacks. Coach Kevin Sumlin addressed some of those changes at last week's SEC Media Days.
We made some very, very difficult decisions at the end of last season, really starting December 31st hiring some new coaches, attracting a veteran quarterback. And I think a lot of that has really, those decisions and those changes have contributed to a really drama-free offseason in a team that's very, very quiet right now. But as we get closer to the season, I think a lot of people are getting a little different feel for Texas A&M at this point.
Now, in case you've lost track, Coach Sumlin hired Noel Mazzoni to be the team's new offense coordinator, Jim Turner as the new offensive line coach, and Dave Turner as the Aggies' defensive tackles coach, as well as the defensive run game coordinator. And, of course, the quarterback void has been filled with graduate transfer Trevor Knight. The Aggs are set to kick off the season against UCLA on Saturday, September 3rd, right here in College Station at Kyle Field. And that's been your Aggie football report. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In the Texas Collegiate League All-Star Game last night, the Bayou Blues defeated the Vermilion Reds 7-3. Five Brazos Valley Bombers pitchers threw for the Reds, including Brian Graduate and current Rice Owl Willie Amador, who started and didn't allow a hit in an inning, striking out two. He was followed by the Bombers' Garrett Hofstad, who gave up four hits and three runs in an inning, taking the loss. Bombers' Hunter Wilson, Logan Bottrell, Zach McGuire, Spencer Hemphill, and Anthony Herrera each had a hit for the Reds. Herrera and McGregor Hines also threw hitless innings. The league-leading Bombers have won 15 straight and will open the second half of the season at 7.05 p.m. tonight against the Victoria Generals at Nutrabolt Stadium. Pre-game's at 6.30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
swung on, slowly hit on the ground, picked up by the shortstop Correa, throws home. Here comes Simeon. He slides. He's safe. And the A's walk it off. Josh Reddick, a slow roller. And they beat the Astros in 10 by the final of 4-3.
Oakland's Marcus Semien scored from second on a two-out infield single in the 10th inning last night to give the Athletics a walk-off 4-3 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros stranded the bases loaded in the top of the 10th. Pat Neshek got the loss. Game 3 with the Athletics is in Oakland today at 2:35 p.m. Meanwhile, in Anaheim,
Albert hits one out to deep left again. Rua back. Gone. Second three-run big fly for Albert Pujols, and the Angels are back on top.
The Los Angeles Angels' Albert Pujols hit two three-run home runs, and the Angels downed the Texas Rangers last night 8-6. Robinson Chirinos hit two early homers for the Rangers. Kyle Loesch took the loss and falls to 0-2. The Rangers have lost six of their last seven and look to avoid the sweep against the Angels tonight in Anaheim at 9:05 p.m. In college football, Big 12 school presidents have directed Commissioner Bob Bowlesley to evaluate schools interested in joining the conference. The move made yesterday in Dallas stops just short of saying the Big 12 is committed to expansion, with the Big 12 still considering whether to add two or four teams. The Big 12 has been a 10-team conference, the smallest of the Power 5 leagues since 2012. The conference has already announced it would bring back its football championship game in 2017 and likely break into divisions. Meanwhile, Texas football coach Charlie Strong says the Longhorns need to, quote, elevate the program this season after going 5-7 last year. At the Big 12's Media Days gathering in Dallas, Strong told reporters expectations are always high, but they, quote, should be, also acknowledging that the Longhorn faithful want to see progress. And in golf, Tiger Woods, who is four major titles behind Jack Nicklaus's record of 18, will have to wait until at least next year to cut into Jack's lead. For the first time in his career, the injury-plagued Woods will miss all four majors in one season, passing on next month's PGA Championship as he recovers from back surgery. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for seven straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Bomber
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Checking the weather now is brought to you by...